Beatrice Soto, Democratic challenger for the Garfield County Commissioner seat for District 2, opposite Republican incumbent John Martin, is not ready to concede the race.
Currently, John Martin leads by nearly 500 votes, but we still have 150 votes to cure and 500 votes to be counted. So we are waiting until every vote is counted.
Democrat Leslie Robinson, who challenged Republican incumbent Mike Sampson for the District 3 seat, emphasizes that even though Sampson has been reelected, she did not lose the race.
We won on so many levels that I will consider my campaign a success. Both Beatrice and I garnered 14,000 voters out of approximately 30,500 total. So we came very close to winning.
Robinson has been an outspoken critic of the commissioner's position on natural gas drilling in the western part of Garfield County and says she'll continue to work on behalf of county residents.
This is the beginning of a movement to change Garfield County, not an end. Let's look forward to 2022 when we have another chance to bring the constructive change the residents deserve. Like the campaign theme I ran on, let's move forward.
As of 2:09 p.m. Wednesday, November 4th, the Garfield County Clerk and Recorder's Office reported that 14,424 residents had voted for John Martin, 13,907 for Beatrice Soto, and 1,279 for unaffiliated candidate Brian Bark. Soto says that by adding both her and Bark's totals, 15,186 Garfield County residents did not vote for John Martin.
John really has to realize that he did not get a landslide of the majority of votes, and there's a lot of work to do to make sure that, you know, people are really behind him and he is truly working for everybody in Garfield County.
Results remain unofficial. The county clerk and recorder will post official tallies approximately 8 days after the election. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.